Friends, good morning. Oh, everybody's loving visiting. I guess on the Sunday about community, that makes a lot of sense. Welcome. Welcome to this very special worship with the Stone Church of the Brethren community. Today we are celebrating a baptism as well as bringing into official membership, as well as bringing some folks into official membership within our body. In our tradition, no one makes these commitments alone. So even as Gavin, Madison, Gail, Matthew, Amy, Tom, Jim, and Paul make promises on how they want to live, we too, as the Stone Church family, renew our commitments to God and to each other. And we make promises to these new members about how we will follow Christ together. If you are in the sanctuary this morning, you may have already noticed that we are down a pastor. Ben has bronchitis, and so he is investing in our community this morning by not spreading his germs. We hope that he will be able to deliver his sermon over Zoom, but if the coughing gets too bad, I have his manuscript right up there on the pulpit, and I guarantee we will all enjoy my rendering of his sermon. Ben not being here also means that we need to make a small change to our order of service. After I baptize Gavin, and before I invite all of the others who are joining the church today forward, we are going to sing the song, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus," as an extra hymn. You can find it in your hymnal supplement. It is number 1061. 1061. If you're joining us over Zoom, sorry, but you won't have the lyrics in front of you, but it's a fairly repetitive song, and so I suspect you will be able to figure it out. I also want to announce that Jeremy Urich, who has done all the things he needs to do in order to join the church and was supposed to be part of our service this morning, is in urgent care. And so we will find another time to bring him into the church. But when you read the litany, it will have an extra name, and we will remember Jeremy and pray that he heals quickly. Part of living into the promises that we make to one another is by investing in each other's care through prayer. We try to hold faithfully the real prayers of our hearts. So if you have something that you would like for us to pray for in this service, please write it on one of the prayer cards in your pew. It will be collected during the children's time. And also know that you can reach out at any time to the office or directly to a pastor or to your deacon if there is something for which you would appreciate prayer. There's an insert in your bulletin about the Alternative Christmas Gifts Bazaar happening on December 2nd. We still need volunteers, including scone bakers, I believe, and there's more information about scones in the back of the sanctuary. I also want to remind you that men's breakfast is next Saturday, November 11th, at Donna's restaurant. I have never been, but the men in my family give it rave reviews, and the children always seem to come home with new jokes. We're in the midst of our stewardship series, and the finance team is asking for all of us to turn in our pledges for 2024. Bob McMinn has some more information on how you should pledge, how and why you should pledge. He's joining us over Zoom.
Thank you, Pastor Cindy, and good morning and greetings from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Lori and I have family here and in Pittsburgh and at other points distant, and so we're so appreciative of the chance to stay connected to the Stone Church family via Zoom. But the gratitude I want to share this morning is my gratitude for the opportunity to be a part of the Stone Church finance team. It's a wonderful way to see the work of this church family in all of the ways in which we serve together. witness outreach to those in need, support for the mission of our congregation, both in service to the congregation, but also support for our work beyond our congregation. The fabulous inspirational music program, the use of our building and facilities, both for our church family and other elements of our mission, allows us to make best use of our facilities. And then the energy and joyful spirit of our ministers and staff as they lead worship and minister across the full range of the Stone Church mission. And yes, the finance team does talk about money, but why do we talk about money? We talk about money because of the things that I just noted. Think of it as the ability to do work, as energy. So we ask you to prayerfully consider your pledge of financial support for the year 2024. It really helps us to budget so that we know what to expect. And I'm going to suggest to you that it can be really joyful when you think about this range of mission that Stone Church does, that we do together. The pledge, the opportunity to pledge and be a part of it really is a moment of joy. And I know that those of us on the finance team and on your leadership team very much appreciate your participation. Together we can continue to do great things. We'd like to have our pledges by November 12th so that we can really begin the work of working on the budget. You can do that. If you look in the Friday flash, you'll see the link to the Stone Church giving portion of the website. But you can also call the church office and talk to Rowan, and she will make sure that you get the right information. So thanks so much. And thanks for the chance to be a part of this church family and to share together the opportunity we have to build on this wonderful mission.
Earlier. And just to note, November 12th is next Sunday. Today's worship, sermon, and scripture focus on stewarding our community, on the act of investing in these relationships as a part of our faith. As we allow the music of the prelude to center us, take some time to look around at the faces on your screen, the faces surrounding you here. Look around in gratitude for these people, for what we share, for the times you have both given care and received it over the years.
Thank you. Please rise as you are able and join with me in our call to worship. Family of faith, hear God's call to take our everyday, ordinary lives, our sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around lives. We place them before God as an offering. Hear God's call into transformation from the inside out, beyond settling with ease and without thought into the culture around us.
We turn our attention to God's ways.
Hear God's call to love from the center of who we are, as good friends who care deeply, to run for dear life from evil and hold on for dear life to good.
We commit to being a people together, not quitting on one another in hard times.
Hear God's call to a grace-filled life, where we can be inventive in hospitality, discover beauty in everyone, and invest in each other with joy.
We seek to connect one another to God's faithful love and boundless grace.
The scripture this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Romans. Siblings in faith, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Love should be shown without pretending. Hate evil and hold on to what is good. Love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the spirit as you serve the Lord. Be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble and devote yourselves to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people and welcome strangers into your home. Bless people who harass you. Bless and don't curse them. Be happy with those who are happy and cry with those who are crying. Consider everyone as equal and don't think that you're better than anyone else. Instead, associate with people who have no status. Don't think that you're so smart. Don't pay back anyone for their evil actions with evil actions, but rather show respect for what everyone else believes is good. If possible, to the best of your ability, live at peace with all people. Don't try to get revenge for yourselves, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Revenge belongs to me. I will pay it back, says the Lord. Indeed, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. By doing this, you will pile burning coals of fire upon his head. Don't be defeated by evil, but defeat evil with good.
As they come forward. Hey. Thank you. Good morning, you guys. I have some bad news for you.
What?
It was Pastor Ben's turn to plan the children's story, and so I have no idea what we should do. It'll be hard for him to top that. But, you know, I wonder if Pastor Ben will bail me out. What do you think?
Hi, everybody. I so wish that I could be there with you. Unfortunately, I have been sick this week, as Cindy said. I saw the doctor yesterday, got on some good medicine, so I'm starting to feel better now, but I didn't want to share my germs with you all. Fortunately, thanks to Zoom, I can still talk to you from here. Now, Cyrus, I have a confession to make. While you were gone, I might have stolen your piggy bank. Don't worry, I didn't steal any of your money. I just borrowed it because it's got these three sections. See, we've got the three pieces to it. The letters maybe look backwards to you. I don't know. There's this first section on top. And what is this section for? That's right. I can't hear you at all because of the way Zoom works when I'm up on the screen. But I'm going to assume you got that one right. This is the part of your money that you set aside for God. Whenever you guys get your allowance, you take part of it and you put it in here. So if you get a dollar, 10 cents goes in here. Then comes the next part. This one is your savings. Every time you get your allowance, the next part goes in here. And then whatever's left goes in this red bucket right here. It looks like you've been saving up there too. That's your cash monies that you get to spend on whatever you want. Now, I've talked to some of you other kids, some of your parents before, and I know that some of you guys have a similar system. Now, with our kids, I know that sometimes you wish you didn't have to put some of your money into savings or set some of it aside for God. But it's important. It makes a difference. That piece that you save keeps on growing little by little. And someday when you need it, it'll be there for you. And the money you set aside for God does a lot of good, helping people in our community and reminding us to be generous, not to hold so tightly to what we have. You know, this week in church, we're talking about community. And I realized that it's not just our money that we divide up like this. We do this with our relationships too. We spend time and energy with our families and with our friends. And those choices about the friendships, about the relationships that we invest in, those matter too. Kind of like you're investing in these relationships right here around you with your church family right now. The choice to be here together with each other and with all those big kids out there, the choice to be there makes a difference for you and for them. It's like the Bible story that Miss Mita read for us this morning about the way that we shape each other when we invest in each other as a community. That choice to be part of this family makes a difference. Like the Bible story said, we love each other like the members of our family, to be the best at showing honor to each other. We give each other hope, courage to stand your ground when you're in trouble, she said. Together as a church family, we contribute to the needs of God's people and care for strangers in need. Being a part of this church family, choosing to do life together with you, week in and week out, makes me a better person. Thank you. Now, this is such an exciting day for our church family because in just a minute, we're going to welcome in a bunch of new members. You probably know most of them. They've been part of this congregation for a while, but today is special. They'll make promises to God and to us. And we get to make promises back to them, commitments about how we will strive to help make each other better week in and week out. It's all going to start in a moment as our friend Gavin gets baptized. I so wish I could be there with you. But you guys, you kids can have a front row seat if you want. Pastor Cindy will show you where you can sit. But first, would you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for this church family. May we help each other become our best selves. Amen.
See the baptism. You can sit right here or on this side. Leave the aisle open, but see, it'll happen right there. So you can sit.
It is such a joy in the life of a church to have baptisms and new members. We are excited for the commitments being made today, both the promises of these candidates as well as the promises of this Stone Church community. This service is a time where each of us can remember when we promised to follow in the ways of Jesus, and a time where we commit to others. Man, it is a hopeful act to make promises, a hopeful act to commit, to bind ourselves to who and whose we want to be, no matter what the future holds. Because the reality is, we do not know all of what will unfold in our lives. And so we make promises to God and to each other, promises to follow and support each other all along the way, wherever the path may lead. So with that in mind, I'd like to invite Gavin Musser to join me up here. Having grown up in the Stone Church, you can come up this way, it'll be easier. Having grown up in the Stone Church, I trust that he is a familiar face to many of you. Gavin participated in an earlier membership class and has since decided that now is the time for him to take this particular step in his faith. Right now, he is attending CPI in order to get his CDL and heavy equipment licenses, and he enjoys time hanging out with family and with friends. Now, Gavin, today you are being received fully into this community of faith and into the Church of the Brethren. As part of the whole Church of Jesus Christ, we offer you our rich heritage and invite you to share fully in our life and mission. As you are received into the Stone Church of the Brethren, we intend to be a true family of faith to you. We commit ourselves to be for you a loving fellowship, to be a means of grace in your life, and to offer opportunities for worship, study, and service. You will hear us make those promises verbally in a bit, but we want you to know that one of the happiest times in our life as a church is when new people choose to become members, and we welcome you with joy. Gavin, do you believe in Jesus Christ as the revealer of God's love and purposes for the world?
I do.
Will you repent from sin, ask for God's forgiveness, and live by the teachings of Jesus?
I will.
Do you promise to be a faithful member of the church, the body of Christ?
I do.
Having heard your confession of faith, made before God and all of these witnesses, I'd like to baptize you in the name of God the Creator, Jesus Christ the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit the Sustainer. Let us pray together. God, we are so grateful for the commitment that Gavin has made, for his life, for who he is. May he experience your forgiveness, your acceptance, your peace. Send your Holy Spirit to empower him and guide him, using his gifts in praise to you and in service to others. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
At this time, I invite those of you who are joining through a transfer of membership and any deacons who are standing with those folks to come forward. Friends, we are truly blessed by your presence among us. This is a really special group. Having gone through 6 weeks of membership classes together and getting to know each of you a little bit more in that time, we are thrilled to be on this journey together with you. And we pray for the ways that your relationships will continue to spread and grow among us. I'm going to introduce Gail first. Gail Naylor is becoming an associate member today, meaning that her primary membership will stay with her church in Ohio. Gail moved to Huntington just over a year ago in order to take care of her sister. She works for a Christian call center, taking calls for ministries that are on TV and the radio, doing prayers, ordering products that are offered there, and taking donations. She enjoys singing and is part of our Stone Church choir, but has been a part of a choir, sometimes part of more than one choir at a time, since she was in about 6th grade. Gail, your vows, we're going to do those first. Do you affirm your faith in Christ as Lord and Savior? Will you join with us in our life together as a worshiping, serving, and witnessing community of faith? Wonderful. It's now my pleasure to introduce all of you to the rest of these fine folks who will be transferring their membership. We'll begin with Madison Miller. She is on Zoom here with us. Madison is a 2021 graduate of Juniata College, and she attended Stone faithfully in person during her time as a student, including working with our children and with our youth. She is currently in a graduate program for occupational therapy, and she will graduate from that in May. In her free time, she likes to experiment with new dinner recipes, wedding plan with her fiance, Hunter, and play board games with friends and family. Madison is taking the vows of membership for the very first time today, and we will have a service of baptism for her when she is next able to be in person. Jim Schirach recently moved to Huntington from Westchester, Pennsylvania. He had been in Westchester after retirement to help his sister and brothers care for his mom. Jim worked for 32 years in higher education, working for Penn State, the University of Missouri, and Columbia Public Schools. Jim's passions are native plant gardening and traveling. The first church his parents took him to was a Brethren church 62 years ago. But he spent most of his life in UCC and Presbyterian churches, so we're grateful for a bit of a return to his roots. Paul Hoover lives in Bellefonte and works as a logistics lead at a company there. He came to Stone with his fiance, Jeannie. Good recruitment strategy, by the way. In his free time, he likes to fish, attend